Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. If you think the wind was blowing hard here in Park County, that was nothing compared to the southern part of the state. Southeast Wyoming saw winds gusting as high as 70 miles per hour, and coupled with snow and limited visibility, the storm shut down a large portion of I-80. I-25 was also affected, with officials warning drivers that no unnecessary travel should be undertaken. Snow squalls or whiteout conditions were observed on both highways. Hazardous winter warnings have been issued for a large part of the southern portion of the state. Forecasters are calling for the storm to last through today. At press time, it's still uncertain when I-80, closed from Rock Springs all the way to Laramie, will reopen. An Evansville man has been charged with three different child pornography crimes, according to federal court records. James Wayne Luce, 28, is charged with one count each of possession of child pornography, transportation of child pornography, and production of child pornography, according to the criminal complaint filed in U.S. District Court on Friday. The Wyoming U.S. Attorney's Office will seek to detain Luce because there's a serious risk he will flee. Also, serious risks of obstruction of justice and that he's charged with a crime involving a minor victim. After a search warrant was secured, police conducted a search of the suspect's phone on which they found 51 images and three videos depicting child pornography. Luce was booked into the Natrona County Detention Center. If found guilty on all charges, he faces decades behind bars.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Two men are facing charges in connection with the death of an Omaha teen whose body was found in the back of a car abandoned in Wyoming last spring. The two men had been held in Wyoming since the body was discovered on May 11th. They have now been returned to Omaha to face the charges. Investigators determined that 15-year-old Manuel Guillon Villa had been shot in Omaha before his body was found on May 11th in the vehicle that was abandoned on Interstate 80 near Rawlins after it ran out of gas. Omaha police said that a 17-year-old man is facing several charges, including manslaughter, first-degree assault, and evidence tampering in the case. His name has not been released. The second man, 19-year-old Jose Ramos, has been charged with being an accessory to a felony, evidence tampering, and gun possession by someone prohibited from having a gun. Powell has recently seen a rash of car break-ins. Now police in Laramie are investigating similar crimes in that town. At least six vehicles were entered and had items stolen from them over the weekend, all in the vicinity of North 9th and Lewis Streets. All the vehicles were unlocked and some had valuables left in plain sight. Items stolen include outdoor gear, money, and firearms. Police remind motorists to never leave valuables in a car and to always lock the door. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.